Let's switch over to Kabul, joined by political commentator, Mr. Abdul Hamid Nourzad. Thank you so much for being with us. First of all, tell us the significance of this UN report.
Thank you very much. First of all, this report once again reaffirms the claim and the complaints of Afghan people that they say that during the 11 year of war on terror in Afghanistan, this war claimed and gave them many lives of Afghan people. That according to the new report of United Nations, that nobody can reject that. The most victim of the war on terror was Afghan children, Afghan innocent people, that it caused that that the NATO forces and international coalition forces bombarded their houses, their village, even their schools during the war on terror. So actually this report covers the 4 year of war on terror. Mm-hmm. I believe that during the 11 year there was lots of victim on civilian casualties, and this war caused the life of many Afghans. We see that they blended aerial bombing, they blended by the drones on Afghan village, gave the life of lots of Afghan people. That they, I believe that Afghan government during this 11 years for many times say that the war on terror is not at the village of Afghanistan. The United States led coalition forces should go after Al-Qaeda and other terror networks that they are outside of Afghanistan. Afghan people during this 11 year paid a lot of price of this war, and
let's just get back to this particular, sorry to interrupt you, but let's just get back to this particular report. Do you think now that the UN has released this report that is going to make a difference? Do you think that the United Nations will actually put the pressure on the United States that up until now it appears the Afghan people nor the Afghan government can actually exert enough force to make a difference?
Yes, of course. I believe that not only the United Nations, but the Security Council should put pressure on the United States, on the NATO forces, to immediately stop the operation on the village of Afghanistan.
And do you think that they will? And do you think that they will, Mr. Nourzad?
I believe that they won't, because it's not for the first time. I say that during the 11th war of on terror, for many times the international forces committed these kind of crimes for many times. The only thing that they did, it was apologize from Afghan people. That these kind of apologize, I believe that never compensate the life of Afghan people.
Okay.
Afghans do not want to apologize
of
them.
Okay, I'm so sorry, we're out of time, but I appreciate your comments out of Kabul. Political commentator, Mr. Abdul Hamid Nourzad.